Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, thinking about thank you, or musings from the birthday boy. Well, folks, my birthday is lurking just ahead, disguised as any other day on the calendar. And the new year is peeking around the corner at all of us. So as I woke up today, percolating about the big countdown, my brain asked, uh-oh, how many more years are left? And I plunged down, down into that dark, slimy, chilling, infested, fearsome pit. Luckily, at that very moment, I was snapping open the shade on the bedroom window, and didn't the sun, rising beautifully through the bare trees behind our house, shout, "Hello down there, old buddy. I'll get you out," and pull me up on its bright, glowing rope right back to feeling better. And without thinking, out of my mouth popped, "Thank you, son." That got me to thinking about what makes our days feel good and the role of thank you. You know, a lot of the time, we think it's somebody else's job to make me happy. And then if they don't, we're not so happy with them. Uh-oh, trouble right here in River City. Gazing out the window at the wonderful sun, I realized again, it's my job to make me happy. And if anyone else does something to help, those two simple words are not only called for, but if offered with sincerity, a flash of shining eyes and a perky smile, they make us feel better and add a chunk of cheer to our days. Next, I realized again that when I'm convinced you have to do something different to make me happy, that unless you're about to do me harm, that's a good time to pause. Take a deep breath, feel around for what's riled up in me, and make myself happier by calming myself down, thus avoiding the calamity I'm about to create by acting like you have to make me happy. Again. So looking back over this year, I want to say thanks. Thanks for stopping by, saying hi, telling me that joke. Thanks for listening to me when I wasn't even sure what I meant to say yet. Thanks for all you do that you didn't have to do, but did anyway. Thanks for your patience with me when I've been a noodlehead. And thanks in advance for forgiving me when I forget whose job it is to make me happy again. And thanks for all the times you take a deep breath and don't try to make me be different, instead letting you and me be more of ourselves together. That is a real gift. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill, and thanks for tuning in.